Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, A Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Monday, January 17th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Examine the Spirits. Our text is taken from the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Pastor Chris says, when the Apostle John spoke of false prophets, the reference was essentially to professors of deception, who are inspired of demons to deceive the world. We're seeing many of such in these end times. That's why John says to examine the spirits. He's referring to voices of human beings inspired by some demonic spirits that seek to influence, deceive, and sway the nations. When you read our theme verse in context into the second and third verses, you notice John was talking about the Antichrist spirit, not the Antichrist himself, who is also called the beast, the man of lawlessness, or the man of sin, but the spirit behind his works. That Antichrist spirit, since John's day, has been in the world, and we're able to discern his works. Thanks be unto God, not only are we able to discern his works and those of his false prophets and messengers, we've overcome them. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. In the 5th and 6th verses, he continues, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Walk in God's truth and be spiritually alert, and you'll be shielded against preachers of pseudoscience and the deceit that they propagate. Remember, truth is in your spirit, because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, lives in you. 2 John chapter 1 verse 2 says, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. God's truth protects you, delivers and saves you from trouble. Psalms chapter 91 verse 4 says, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for your word by which I navigate my way through life. I am discerning and perceptive. I am invincible to the false doctrines, deceptions, rules, wiles, shams, lies. And sways of the Antichrist spirit of darkness in the world today. For I am led by your word and guided by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 from the Amplified Version, and 1 John chapter 2 verses 18 to 20. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, God's truth protects you, delivers, and saves you from trouble. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.